you reach marathoner status in the wealth-building world. You have run the good race, but you aren't done. Bruce, my marathon friend, tells me that at about the 18th mile mark, runners begin to lock up. The highly trained and conditioned body starts talking to you about stopping. Big black clouds of doubt enter the mentally tough and trained competitive mind. You begin to think things like, 18 miles is pretty good. Few others could accomplish that. If you aren't really careful, the good enough can become the enemy of the best. Bad is seldom the enemy of the best, but mediocrity with a dose of doubt can keep you from excellence. Finishing well can be more important than starting well. At this point in your total money makeover, you are debt-free except the house, and you have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved for emergencies. You are putting 15% of your income into retirement savings, and you are investing for your kids' college education. You are now one of the top 5 to 10% of Americans because you have some wealth, have a plan, and are under control. At this point in your total money makeover, you are in grave danger. You are in danger of settling for the good enough. You are at the 18-mile mark of a marathon, and now that it is time to reach for the really big gold ring, the final 2 baby steps could seem out of your reach. Let me assure you that many have seen this point. Some have stopped and regretted it. Others have stayed gazelle intense long enough to finish the race. The latter have looked and seen just one major hurdle left, after which they can walk with pride among the ultra-fit elite who have finished the total money makeover. Baby step 6, pay off your home mortgage. The final hurdle before you turn the corner for the last few miles is to become completely debt-free. No payments. I have said it before and I will repeat myself until you hear me. If you invested what you pay in monthly payments, you'd be a debt-free millionaire before long. Every dollar in your budget that you can find above living, retirement, and college should be used to make extra payments on your home. Attack that home mortgage with gazelle intensity. Anytime I speak about paying off mortgages, people give me that special look. They think I'm crazy. Most people believe all the mortgage myths. Yes, we must dispel a few more myths. There are 2 really big, quote, reasons that keep seemingly intelligent people, like me for years, from paying off mortgages.